Hello there. Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to the Make We Converse podcast with Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
Ayo, you know, it's been a long time we've done this, and people will be wondering, and what's going on? These guys have released podcast today. How would they react? Anyways, my people, we are welcome to another episode of Make Converse podcast. It's long time coming. For all our day ones, our newbies, you're all welcome. I go by the name Iyare, and on the other side of the world, I have my brother, my friend, my main man. What's your name,
come
sir?
Come on.
Introduce yourself.
What's my name? Oh, Nana. What's my name? By the way, mind you, just signed on Nana. Oh, I signed on Nana soon. Anyway, my name is Ari right there. It's been off.
This guy. Oh, my God. Bust their brain. Oh, yeah, let me allow you to do that. Oh, yeah, talk. That's the flow.
It's good to be here. It's always good to, you know, record. Always good to, you know, chop it up with my main guy, Iyare Imade. And, to you, the listener, thank you for listening. Thank you for looking forward to yes another episode with your faves, right? And you know, there's a lot to catch up on. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to discuss. But today, we just want to discuss on something, you know, just something out of experience. But you know, Iyare, how far have you been before we get into it? You know, what's been going on?
I've been good. Thank God for life. You know something, I write. I don't know where I was. Okay, I was listening to a message. Who was the person that preached that message? I don't think it was Apostle Salman. It was another preacher that preached the message and talked about health. I can't remember who preached the message, but I listened to it and I was really blessed by that message. And he talked about how some of us have been living for me. Last week was my birthday. Thank you for all of you that didn't reach out to me.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Just keep my gifts. Whenever I see you, I'm collecting my gifts. So he talked about how, and which kind of put me in perspective, how you have been, talk about how like many of us have been on this earth for like I said, 32 years, and our heart has been beating since the day we were born. Hmm. Our heart has not stopped 1 second. He has continued beating. Bam, 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 bam. For 32 years.
Bro.
So, it just put in perspective that, dude, God is good to us. Yeah? So, you may not have what you want to have. You may not be where you want to be. But realize that you have life. And a gift from God. And if you are healthy, you should also be very grateful, because a lot of people are going through a lot of crazy things that they can't. The pastor's name is David Ogwele, IOS Rare Pastor. But I'm just saying this just to like wrap up my space of thoughts that I'm actually good for life. I'm just good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, my brother? How are you doing? Basically.
I've been good. I've been all right. I think just like what you said.
Yeah, a lot has happened to you.
Bro, A lot has passed under the bridge. You know, I obviously won't give you guys the full details. I'll just summarize. But all I can say is right now, I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be good. Use what somebody told me yesterday to summarize where I'm at now. Somebody told me yesterday, I was talking to one of my aunties or mommies, and she said something. She said, sit down for yourself, Ayo. You have been sitting down for people since. It's time you sit down for yourself. So I'm in that phase where I'm choosing myself, right? I have chosen others. What I mean by I've chosen others is simply that I've allowed myself to be fully engrossed in, which is not a bad thing, right? But it becomes detrimental when you don't put yourself first, you understand? When you don't consider your own needs and your own desires or your own dreams first. Your eye is smile. You don't consider your dreams and, you know, things first. So I'm just in the phase where I'm choosing me. And, you know, that sort of translated in, that has sort of translated in why we're discussing what we're discussing today. You understand? So I'm in a state of rest. I'm in a state of
before we go into that state of rest and what we're talking about today, can you really change who you are, right? Can you really stop putting people, like a lot of us people, we tend to like look out for the other people, we tend to self-sacrifice, we tend to give, we tend to like be there for others because we kind of find fulfillment in doing those things, it's kind of our nature because we've grown up with it over the years. I know you as a stand-up guy, you are that kind of guy that, even if you understand, if you could, like, you have a friend, you're that guy that you may not build a friend out, you may be in the prison with a friend, I see you that kind of person, like, you always go and be there, no matter what, you understand. So, it's your nature, it's who you have built yourself up, like, reached the stage point of life where you have formed all your habits. So, can you now say you're going to stop being that person like you used to be?
Bro, I mean, that question is deep, right? Because I don't know if I have the answer, right? Because as you said something there. You said some of us who have been used to doing that because we get fulfillment out of doing that, right? And it becomes like an addiction, or becomes a drug when, you know, you get satisfaction out of doing things for people. That's how you get fulfillment. But when it becomes to affect your own peace of mind or your own mental health, right? That's where it becomes detrimental. Is it possible to stop being that kind of person? It's hard. It's possible, but it's hard because as you are aware as well too, in life, they're like formative years for a human being. Like the early years are like the formative years. Anything you want to build, anything you want to integrate into the mind of someone has to be done between that time. Once it passes that time, it can still be done. It can still be done, but once it's after, it's long. That's why it's easy to teach a child chess because their brain is really sharp and can pick it up. I've seen adults that want to learn chess and like, how more, this thing is stressful after like learning the moves and everything. But because it's in a formative year, so as an adult, it's not easy to undo certain behaviors or certain traits that you've grown up with because you have been used to it, especially if those traits or those behaviors sort of used to, or at some point, give you a sense of fulfillment in life. So yeah, my answer is yes, it's possible, but it's hard. Yeah, it's like it takes a whole lot of you, and there's no time really to focus on doing things because life is moving, and you have to be doing things. You have to show up. You have to be there for family. You have to, you know, pay bills. You have to do certain things. You have to move all around. You know. So you can't just pause everything and say, you know what, I want to focus on this thing that I always do. So yeah, that's my answer in a nutshell. What do you think? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it can also, it's just two ways. Before I answer that question, but let me ask this question because it's a follow-up question. I don't want to forget it. What has been the most biggest shock? That's the way I want to put the word, to adulthood. Like, what's the biggest shock for you? Like, that you've received as being an adult? What is something that you're like, oh my goodness, I never knew this like this? I'll see him after you say yours.
Okay, I think my biggest shock, right? Okay, so when I was like running school, then they used to tell us that, you know, just focus on writing white, focus on writing jam, so that, you know, you can, you're free, just go, just, you know, you have nothing to worry about again. Like, you have made it, like, just focus. Once you pass this thing like this, you can do anything you want. You know, life out there is, they all lied, obviously, right? Because so that for me was one of the biggest shocks, because this was not what you guys presented to us when we were kids. And nobody told us then that life is hard. I'm not a preacher of bad news or whatever. You might be like, why is it looking like that? Yeah, I know. Facts, life is actually hard, right? What makes it easy is who you're with and who or what your trust is in. Life generally is hard. Simple as that. There's no need to sugarcoat anything. So anytime I talk to the teens in church, I tell them, look, you are in a hurry to be an adult. Don't be in a hurry. Life out there is realer than real. Just relax.
Enjoy it very well. Enjoy
it.
Hey,
Enjoy
but
your pre-teenage life. Like, just enjoy
enjoy
it.
it
Milk
very,
it
very well.
very, very well. So I think for me, the biggest shock was just the fact that, it's harder than it was portrayed to be. And also the fact that, it doesn't get less busy. It doesn't, life doesn't get less busy. The more you grow, especially if you're someone that wants to live a life of purpose, especially if you want to live a life of productivity or impact, it doesn't get less busy. If you want to live a magical life, it can't get less busy. You can just not do anything, right? So yeah.
Let me come in there. The whole doesn't get less busy, because this is
Yeah.
actually that was the actually what you said is actually what I was
Yeah.
going to say next. That what I've discovered about adulthood is that it doesn't get any less. Because you just put the words, bam. This is why
Yeah.
you're a
Yeah.
tax.
Brain
I'm a
scanner.
toastmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, to no
Yeah.
toastmaster.
Okay.
You know how to use
Toastmaster.
words
Okay.
very well. Yeah. So
Yeah, of
like
course.
the truth of matter is that is, it doesn't get less. But I remember one day. This was like years back, 2016. I was about 2015, sorry, 2015. It was before Christmas. So I just got my project topic. I just got my project defense, project supervisor, and everything. So I remember going to go and meet her, like just to like get updates on what I'm doing and what I'm studying, what I'm my project and everything. I remember like the whole process that led to that meeting her is do my close friends really know about that whole biggie? And how I got to meet her, and was the last day I had to meet her. The next day I was traveling back to Lagos for Christmas. Everything was shutting down because of Christmas, yeah? And I remember the whole beginning, everything. I was like, why is this so stressful like this? And I don't know what Holy Spirit spoke to me. I was like, that's how life is, my brother. It's going to always be like that. I thought maybe it was just peculiar to me that, okay, maybe the struggles of life. You know how I think it was, is it God or no, the Isaac told Aaron after Aaron had lost his birthright was that you serve your brother, but just like an ox, if you don't, you break the chains off your neck. So I just assumed that maybe it was just a personal thing that, okay, they will have to struggle a lot to get things, you understand. But I just realized that it's a never ending complexities. Like it's just a layer upon layer upon. When you say that thing about WAEC, that just pass WAEC and all your problems are gone. I lie, bro. After you pass WAEC, he's about to get into school. After you enter school, he's about to
Yeah,
graduate with good
great,
grades. After
great,
graduating, getting
yes.
good placements in work, getting internship or getting a good job. After that, I'm finding wife to marry. After that, you have to move to another
Bruh,
place. After now, you have to get a job,
there's
relocate
always
to another
something
country.
else.
When you now relocate to another country, sometimes you relocate to another country, you won't go back. You go back. All of you are shouting jackpot about you will go back.
We go
I'm not
back.
saying I'm not speaking about anybody. I'm just you have to go back and start building up again. You understand? So it's you don't just stop one place, like you keep moving. It's a never ending circle. I remember it was Open Heavens I read a long time ago. Man asked Pastor Adeboye and said, "Sir, how can I stop? I don't want to have any problem in this life. I don't want problem." Pastor Adeboye said, "You are praying that you die. That's what you are praying for.
Simple.
You
It's as
only
simple
don't
as
have
that.
problem in this life only when you are dead. As you are breathing on this earth, there's a problem of the day." Bible says, Jesus even said, he said, "Don't worry about each day has own problem. Relax." You understand? So to my teenagers that are listening, calm down, enjoy your. See, if I weak, I could go back. I'll go
Bro.
back. Go. I'll go back. So that's what's basically. So rest. Thank you. I'll look for a good segue. You have to rest. You understand? I'm fine, rest. So, what's all this biggie about? Ira reached out to me and was like, "Yara, I have a topic on the podcast. It's about rest, and I want to understand where Ira is coming from." So, Ira, what's the big deal about finding rest, and how can he help
Yeah.
us to improve our lives?
So, but that was a very good way to enter into this conversation because I feel like, in line with what we said about, how one of our biggest shocks in life, or the biggest shock in life, is how life doesn't get less busy. Like, there's always something to do, there's always a next line of accomplishment, there's always something that we're chasing. So, that becomes a big rival to the concept of rest in our lives, right? And what I've learned is we usually equate rest to when we lie down and sleep. When we basically, let's just sit. So go and rest too. Normally, people would think, "Oh, that means go and sleep." Oh, but that's not the case, right? Sometimes we're so busy in our minds that what we really need is actually the rest of the mind, the rest of mind, right? It's not until when, for example, now, I'll tell you this. I realized I had an issue with, what's it called? Being still, like being able to maintain stillness, like just stay as I am like this now and just not think about anything. Like just be calm, like hear my thoughts, sort of. I've struggled with it. I'm in that phase now where I'm struggling with it to the point that in January, February, I got a book, Stillness is the Key. And the book was supposed to teach me how to be still. I didn't make it through halfway of the book because I couldn't be still enough to read the book to help me to be still. Like, it's so ironic, right? And that just shows how busy, because there's always something to do. And even when for me now, I'm just saying this now, I'm having this podcast or this discussion not to teach anybody, but sort of to open the eyes of anybody listening to this of a problem that I think not just me is currently having, especially in this day and age of internet. Everybody's, as in, you can hardly find anybody like on a bus or inside a transportation, inside a mode of transportation, just looking outside the window, taking in nature. We are always on our phone. If there's anything, if you're on the queue, you're waiting for something, you're on your phone, you're trying to get your mind occupied with something, why can't we just take in the moment? Why can't we just be in that state of stillness? Why is it that there's always something that we must do? Yes, so.
I don't think it will come natural to us, the whole process of being still and rest. I'll tell you why. For you to have like that kind of stillness, you can't be in the bus. Conductor is shouting, "Oju eleba, Genji." You can't be in that kind of set seat. You can't be in that kind
and
of
experience
environment.
Stillness.
even in modernized society, self, you can't be in a train or anything and say you want to experience stillness. I'll tell you why, because there's no way going, like, before you can experience that kind of stillness and rest, you must have, your environment has to be at least conditioned to a particular way where it kind of enhances that self-thought, you understand, self-thinking. And it comes with practice. Like, I don't think you can get to that stage. I don't know. I'm just really saying out of the bat. I may not know so much about it yet. Yeah. For example, you could be in a bus and you want to start experiencing stillness. You want to have that. What I think you can do is to have a conversation with yourself. Do you get? Okay, for example, now you're, how do I say it now? So you could be reading a book, do you get? And that voice that is reading that book with you, there's a voice that reads the book with you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you can have a conversation with that voice. You're like, okay, how am I really feeling right? Like, oh, hi, it's me again. Yeah, right, okay, how are you feeling now? The reason you acted the way you acted to your colleague or your whoever you're dating, why did you have that conversation? Where was it coming from? A place of fear? Because you can always tell yourself the truth. Do you understand? So when the way I see that whole still, and I feel a lot better. It's as if I'm having like my talking to myself as a shrink or like a therapist. I'm having like a conversation with myself in my mind. I'm like, okay, why are you feeling the way I feel? Are you feeling insecure? You didn't like that comment somebody made about you or your work or something, like, or you did. Do you get? So I feel like those kind of thought process, when you have that conversation with yourself, it kind of gives you that kind of, you feel that kind of calmness begin to rise. But when it comes to our stillness, I don't know about you, but I feel like it has to do with your environment being still. At first, you must control your environment. Do you get me? You must control your environment. So like, your environment has also always implied. I can't imagine you being in a chaotic environment and expect stillness. Although there's a level of mastery that you also get into. That, for example, when
despite the environment,
in the case of where there is like chaos, that's still calm, just like Jesus on the boat. I keep going back to scripture. What's going on with me? I don't know.
Bro,
what's going on. I keep
you're bringing a Christian. You can't sugarcoat it. That's not.
There's this live video that he was doing about trying to invite people to party. I watched it. I was crying. He was trying to invite people to party, and he kept using Christian lingo. That's the cyber.
Mm.
So basically, I feel like there's a level of mastery you get to where even with chaos, you can still be still. You understand? And that comes with practice after you have done it for a long period of time. But I think for a beginner level, it's difficult. I don't know about you. Have you been able to like have stillness in like a busy boss? Can you calm down and
I don't lie to you, man. I think it's I haven't. Fact, I haven't, right? I'm in that phase where I've gone from a place of growing up as a kid, not wanting to be responsible for it, not wanting to have responsibility. Yes. I never wanted to be responsible for anything. Not that I wanted to be wayward, but I've always been someone that has shied away from leadership because I don't want to have to be the one that they call for something, be the one that, and it's ironic how I'm that guy now because like it's almost like sometimes the things that you run from is what you eventually are supposed to become. I've learned that one practically, right? So I've had to embrace it. And in embracing it, I'm now having to learn how to juggle between that and still maintain sanity. So in a sense where, like now, for example, now, life, personal example, church, for example, I'm someone people that know me listen to the podcast, so there's no point trying to sugarcoat. I mean media, right? I'm in media, right? So I'm in media, and those that know how the media works anywhere is you are sort of in charge of how you're like the middle person between the messenger and the receiver of the message.
I'll say guys the background that run
ex-
things.
Ex- exactly, exactly. The background that run things. And I find myself during service sometimes just being so focused on ensuring that the people receiving the message on the other end are receiving the best quality of sound or whatever it is, of visuals. Like I get so engrossed in it, bro. Like even when nothing is wrong, I'm anticipating something wrong happening and how to solve the problem. Like my mind is busy trying to just ensure that nothing goes wrong or whatever it becomes. And it's a thin line between being so busy in your mind and it's trickling down to anxiety. You understand? And that's why I feel like, you know what?
Hold up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know you are going somewhere, like you're going somewhere, but I just had it, like, you know what happened? Let's finish your points. I'll ask the question later.
All right. Yeah. So for me,
anxiety, just it,
trickling down to anxiety. And before you know it, so these days I'm having to remind myself to calm down and say, you know what? Whether you are here or not here, everything will go fine. You just focus on being one of the recipients of the message or one of the recipients of the blessings or one of the recipients. So it doesn't just have to be church. I mean, if you're listening to this, if you're not a church person or religious person, that's fine. You can be in my shoes, but your own scenario is work-based, or your own scenario is family, or your own scenario is something else in your own environment, basically, that you're responsible for. My point is, in a state where, like you said now, in a downfall bus, conductor is making noise. Sometimes you don't even need conductor making noise. Sometimes it's the responsibilities in your head making noise, and you have to like be calm. Sometimes it's the bills that's calling your name. Sometimes it's relationship, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's work. In the midst of all of this, there's a need for us to, as you said, you know, thrive or no, not thrive, strive, yes, to master that art of just being calm and say, you know what, all this thing is calling for my attention. You need to calm down, right? I need to, you know, be at peace first before I can actually, you know, attend to certain things. So yeah, you wanted to say something.
I have a lot of things to say. You know, you have my wisdom now as you're speaking. I'll just be getting nuggets. But I don't want to take the podcast to different levels. Like, there's so many levels that I could take the podcast to, but I'll just stick on what we're talking about today. Maybe in some other days, we'll talk about the rest. So, like, finding stillness in those kind of situations are very, very important. I was going to say something. Finding balance and focus. All right, so basically, like, what you're experiencing now, when you say the example you gave about being in church, and you're just laser focused on delivery and laser focused on let nothing happen going wrong. And believe you me, I mean, you're witness to that kind of hell room. I know how things can go wrong when a scripture has been called, or when you're supposed to project a video. And so these machines usually have a body of their mind of their own, they misbehave, and people are watching people. And now there are nowadays where people are watching Harvesters, those big churches, and they say, okay, there's a level of excellence, and they kind of people just kind of expect that your local church
everybody has it.
Should be under excellence. Is this laser focus that you have to be there, you have to be on point, you have to be. And true of matter is that this whole stillness of a thing you are talking about is actually for our own good. You understand? I'm sure these kind of experiences have happened where you played a video, you didn't play on time, or you quoted the wrong scripture, and it happened before, right?
Definitely.
You think that everybody still remembers that part?
Well, no. At this point, no.
Like, do you know the funny thing about life is that we have good days, but we kind of like always think that people remember our bad. This is just like a fraction of the many good days that we have. Do you understand me? So I feel like another way of also having stillness is also reminding ourselves that this too shall pass. Just like you just have to talk to yourself. Like I said, that's why I went back earlier, because about the whole self-talk thing with your mind, not by yet. So just like sometimes I feel like I find myself, I think maybe it's also the Holy Spirit, or you understand, telling me that, okay, do forget about it, you go pass. You understand? So having that stillness is also very important, because you need to hear the voice of God, and the voice of God doesn't talk in a noisy place. You understand? When you are calm, your spirit, when you are calm, when you have that stillness, that's when God can even speak to you. And now, like, you now get clear. And once you see that, okay, Jesus is talking to me, God is talking to me, everything's fine. You have this kind of faith that comes, that creeps, even when it's looking crazy. You understand? This faith that creeps into you. You understand? So, let me divert a little bit. Now, I mean, this is a question to all church people, pastors alike. I usually went, I remember there was a time where I was in church, our local church, and there was an exhortation or deep analysis of the story of Martha and Mary
and Jesus.
And where Martha, I feel like Martha is a little bit, I kind of like Martha is my person, but you know, Bible people are very judgmental. We just put you and say, Jonah the liar, Judas. We know how to name people.
Council.
Woman with the issue of blood. We have this naming. You understand? Do you know that woman? We don't have name. We just call her woman. So, like, Martha, for example, was somebody I feel like, I'm not defending Martha anyway, but I just feel like the Master Jesus came in. I feel like Martha even had strong faith, because I'm sorry, remember, I'm breaking the way, I'm saying rubbish, but Martha believed, this expectation of Martha had of Jesus. Do you understand? Because even when Jesus Christ came to Lazarus, sorry guys, I'm sorry, I'm going to Bible card, but Bible is a book.
Bro, every is life. There's no need to be sorry. Let's have it.
When Lazarus was coming to meet, when Jesus Christ came later, you understand, to come and raise Lazarus from the dead, Martha approached him and said, if you were here, he wouldn't have died. So Martha already has a kind of way she looks at Jesus. You understand? So let's go back now. When Lazarus was alive, now Jesus was going to visit them. Do you get?
Yes.
And Martha was in the kitchen preparing while your sister was at the feet of Jesus. Do you understand? Yes. I feel like the lesson there was basically like, don't get caught up, you understand, in focusing so much and missing the relationship. Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't get focusing on like the serving.
The serving. You understand?
I feel sometimes, I feel like, is there, these things you feel like will not be done. This whole serving will not be done. If not, you understand? And to just say, okay, but I feel like it's also very important to maybe, is it possible that Martha will have left what she was doing and come and say hi,
go back come again, back here. So,
bye,
yeah.
Say bye, come and say hi. So, I feel like the difficulty in the whole process is basically like the finding of the balance. For example, like I've been in that shoe with like you, even up to now, I don't know what I'm saying.
You did it.
Where you are trying to find the balance between like working, paying bills, and serving like God, you understand?
Yeah,
sometimes the very, very funny thing is that when you're even in church And because of your department you are in, you serve in, you then even pastors serve. Some pastors are so focused on ministry that they don't even focus on the relationship. Do you understand? That relationship is also missing. So it's about finding balance in the whole thing. I don't know. It's a question I'm throwing out to you or to people. Like, what do you guys think about that whole scenario? Because it can be very difficult. Like you trying to find like for example, focusing on what you're doing so I can deliver a very good job at the same time, still having a relationship, still getting the experience that you need to get.
So I think, yeah, just like what you said, you know, that story is a story that we know very well. There's always a thin line between being lost in the activity. I think the moral or the over what I'm what I want or what, you know, I would like for us to take home after this podcast is after this episode of the podcast is not getting lost in the activities, man, because a lot is happening for us as, you know, adults now. And there's a thin line between enjoying what you're doing, between enjoying what you're doing and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and also getting lost in the doings, right? You don't want to get lost in the doings, right? You want to, because when you get lost in the doing, you do not have the ability to be, right? Because there's a doing and there's a being, right? I didn't have this in mind before, it just come into my head now. There's a being and there's a
Fish
doing.
pusher.
When you get lost in the doing, you cannot be, you understand? And I believe that for us to do anything well, we have to first be. And there's no form of being without actually first resting or actually first what's it called? Actually first doing what you ought to do. Taking us as you have been doing as well, taking us back to scripture as well too. I've been learning recently, right? You know, that God is really particular about rest as well too. As you said, you already said one of my points too, in the sense that the Bible says don't fear,
Eyes
have
God
fear
particular
not.
about rest. Eyes God
Yeah,
particular about rest.
it's particular about rest because just like what you said, that when there's no, because of the way God speaks, right? It's not as if God doesn't speak where there's noise. It does, but you won't be able to hear for your own good, right? So you can only be in a state of rest for you to receive what God has for you. You know, for a busy person with the move up and down, 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 there's no how you don't miss out on things. Now, I say moving up and down, up and down, up and down, and I'm not talking only of physical moving. This conversation is really about mental rest, right? A lot of us are too busy in our heads, we're too busy in our minds, right? We're too busy. We're too busy. There's a time I was so busy in my mind doing something, attending to like two people that I was with a phone and I misplaced the phone. Thankfully, somebody found it. I'm telling you, I was supposed to give that person's phone to another person. And I misplaced the phone. And I was so angry. I said, why? I was like, why am I so busy in my head? Why? Because I got so engrossed in whatever I was doing that, you know, it began to affect. So now back to what I was saying about, you know, God
Hold
in the
on, hold on,
Bible.
hold on.
Okay.
Do you actually know why? Can you is it something you want to share? Do you know exactly the reason why you kind of appear busy in your mind? What was the main factor that is making you busy? Is it something you want to talk about in on podcast, or were you
I
aware
mean,
of that particular thing?
you, to be honest, it's a point of, yeah, I'll talk about it, right?
Hold on, can we, hold on, before we even talk about it, can you
Yeah.
avoid that thing? Is it something that you can avoid? Or is it like, well, let me bring it down now. So the thing you are thinking that is
Yeah.
making you busy, is it your state of who you are or a particular event that is happening around you or just who you are as a person?
I
Because
don't think
let
it's,
me explain,
yeah,
because if it's
go
who I
on.
am as a
Okay.
person, regardless of what is happening around you still always have that
You will
mind to keep
still,
moving like a You know,
yeah,
like all those square, that's a, what do you call
machine.
that thing? A wheel. You understand? Keep moving.
Just
So,
keep going, keep
regardless of
going, keep
what's
going.
happening around you, could be as something as trivial as maybe you going out. and your mind is like focused, like you're just moving out. So is it about you as a person or about the events that are happening around you that is making your mind very busy?
So I think now that you say that, I have something in mind. I'm looking for the best way to say it. So it's a case of, for me, I think I began to unconsciously, subconsciously, and maybe somehow consciously be the originator or the author behind making my mind always busy. Like, I can't remember the last time I was bored. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I was bored. So now that I say it, now I'm beginning to, it's almost like I'm having a therapy session, but it's fine. That's what the pod is about. It's
I mean,
like,
it's what I do, baby. It's what I do, baby. I'm charging dollars, man. $500.
life
I'm
coach.
screaming in my
So,
apartment now before they come and chase me from this apartment. You know what I'm saying? Then calm down. But
it's
I
a
charge
case.
pounds and dollars, baby.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, life coach. So it's a case of, for me personally, there was a time in my life, right? I think some people that know me, some people that are close to me know. But there's a time in my life where I dealt with depression, right? And it starts in the mind. And for me, it was a case of then when I began to think about my life, think about, okay, where I'm at now. The idea of thinking and reflecting is so that you can actually plan for the future. But for me then, it came from a place of, oh my God, what have I been doing in my life? I've not achieved what I wanted to achieve. I'm just feeling so downcast and looking at the environment and everything. So what I began to do unconsciously, now that I think about it, is I began to distract myself with things instead of thinking, instead of reflecting, because there's a little fear in me that if I spend too much time reflecting, it's going to enter depression, and I don't want to get into that dark space. Yes, go
Let
on,
me
man.
what you just said now is actually good and bad, because in
Yeah.
prison, one of the reasons why people hate prison is because, for example, like solitary confinement, it's just because they keep you in that place. The only thing you get to do
Yes.
is just to think. And
Yes.
thinking is hard. Do you
It's
understand?
hard.
So what the mind or the human being or our brain does is like try and distract us with anything we can see. That's why people that have all these things that give us short pleasures, they cash out because social media, you understand, you can easily account on social media and
Is a
just
way
work on
out,
it. But the
yes.
good where you can have like, sorry to cut you short in what you're saying, but
No
like where you can
problem.
have like a good thing is that if you have a good distraction, you understand, not distraction that drives you into making you feel busy and not having time to rest. But if you have a distraction like maybe like reading books, working out, a lot of people are working out in gym, not because they want to be fit for them, it's just to distract themselves from their social
Yeah,
lives.
true. True.
Factually.
I mean,
They are
okay.
all, don't even think that you as a own, you understand,
Yeah.
is the only one. Everybody has what is going to distract them. I recently realized that there's a game I play on my system for many years since 07. I'm a proud football manager player from 07. And I realized that the reason why I play that game most times is just to have myself, just to distract my mind from sometimes important responsibilities I should do or things I should be thinking about. I just use it just to distract myself. Do you understand? The reason why the bars are full, the reason why, sorry to say, these churches are full
Yes.
is people want to just distract them from thinking. Do you understand me? So I'm just telling you just that you know that you are not special. Sorry to say
Yeah. No,
that
it's fine. No,
word.
I
In
get,
that
I
aspect,
get.
you're not special in terms of you were where you were, sorry to say, depressed and you try to
Yeah.
like keep, it's just what everybody, how human beings try to like, so we don't go cuckoo, we don't go crackpot. You understand?
Yeah, just to maintain that. Yeah, so it's not actually a very good way to put it, because it's a way of, it's an escape mechanism, right? It's a way to maintain sanity. But as you said, what it does is you end up not, so now for me now, what it has done over the years, I think I got into this maze, I think like 4 years ago or so, when I began to realize that spending time with myself, thinking, reflecting, did more harm, because it's segued into depression. It's now a case of low-key afraid of spending time with myself, because I don't know where to take me to, which shouldn't be the way. So, because I've gotten so used to being busy doing things, being busy here and there. Even sometimes when I say, you know what, I want to leave my phone for a few hours or something, or just delete Twitter or whatever it is, and say, you know what, I end up coming back to it because I'm already getting into that whole reflection. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm supposed to do something. Before you know it, I get overwhelmed. I'm finding it, it's a sad feeling. I'm finding it, oh my God. I'm not someone that compares myself to others, right? I don't try to say, okay, my guys
we
are
all
doing
do,
this,
bro.
my guys are doing that.
We
Yeah, I
see,
mean,
we all do.
we all
We all
do,
do at some
right? We
point,
all
at
do.
some point, yeah.
There's no running away from it because you see it.
We all do at some point, yes. Yeah,
You
we
understand?
see, but we what we see that we compare
Yeah.
ourselves to, we see the image. Who was telling me
Yeah.
that Instagram? Okay, yeah. So somebody was telling me about like the reason why he likes Reddit. Reddit is an app
Yeah.
where people don't have names, people don't have profile
Yeah.
pictures, they just write,
That's
tell how they feel about stuff. And people were like talking like it's a group of finance people that are in Canada, people that have financial problem, and people are
Yeah.
saying things, and it's making people feel like, you know, Mitch, you love company, yeah. Like I
Yeah,
said, we
yeah.
said in the podcast before, like social media apps like Instagram gives you the highlights of what people are doing, or LinkedIn, and you see what people are doing, what they're achieving, but we don't really know the
Yeah.
full story when we just see
Yeah.
that highlight, yeah. And we,
Yeah.
sometimes we begin to compare ourselves to that highlight,
To the
yeah.
highlights.
So we all do it. Well, my point basically, just to try to interject to you, was that we are
Yeah.
all fond of comparing ourselves. Let's not even lie to ourselves. We all compare. We have people that we grew up with, or we have friends that we grew up, we have colleagues that we all compare ourselves. And you know, the funny thing about life is that as we are comparing ourselves with other people, some people are looking back at our back
I'm
and
using us too,
compare to
yeah,
using us as
like.
their yasi and say that, and they are feeling depressed. Please don't be, if you don't be feeling depressed, because of me, oh. I beg you, oh, please. You don't know what I'm going through. Don't be depressed of me, oh. You know who I am, what I'm doing to yourself. So,
Yeah, what you're
yeah,
doing, what you're doing. Exactly.
so don't like, I'm just like, but it's just how life is. Yeah, so sorry,
Yeah.
cutting it again.
Yeah. No, it's fine because
But I have a question
it's
before
a,
you finish up.
yeah.
I have a question.
All right.
Hi, all right. Our generation, are we really so soft? Like, why is it that everything that is wrong with us has to be mental issues, like mental? Is this our generation, this millennial generation? Because I think both of us belong to millennials, and now the Gen Z, who have taken to another notch. Are we all broken mentally, that everything that has to do with how we behave, or our output in life, or where we are at life, has to
Can
do
be
with,
tied to
tied
mental.
down to our mental health issues? Are we that soft? Please, I write.
I don't.
Help me. Put me out of
I
my
don't.
misery with this
I
question.
don't.
Thank
I don't.
you.
I don't think we're soft. I think we're more aware, and the awareness is good more than it's bad, because what it does is it sort of stops with us. Yes, you can say that the Gen Zs are sort of milking it, because any something now, you know, you hear people say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do this, I'm dealing with anxiety, I'm dealing with, but the fact is, if that's what they're dealing with, then that's what they're dealing with. You understand? You're not in their shoes, right? Because the previous generations dealt with things in a more rigid manner, or should I say, were harder, doesn't mean that okay. You understand? Our parents or grandparents or whatever, testing 1 2 1 2, hello, two
Pause.
two.
Just pause there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Maybe
Is
you
it
should refresh your
delayed?
network. Yes, it's delayed. Like the
Okay.
video is
It's
delayed.
delayed.
Okay, but I think it's back now. I think it's
Oh,
back
audio
now.
more.
Audio is
it's
good
back.
now.
It's back.
So the last thing I heard
Audio
you
is
say
good.
was our parents. So we can repeat
Yes.
that part again.
All right. So because of the way our parents dealt with.
Okay, no, I'll say it in podcast. Continues. Yeah.
Okay, because of the way our parents dealt with stuff, parents, grandparents, uncles, and everything, they lived in a lesser or less aware time. You understand? So they were forced to deal with the things they dealt with, how they dealt with them, which worked for them. But to be honest, in this time and age, if they were in our time and age, I don't think they will survive, right? I don't think they will survive because there are more things. There's social media, there's internet, there are more things to actually. You know, for example, in our parents, that maybe in their own time, they didn't have to deal with too many comparison issues, because maybe the people that they grew up with traveled somewhere else and they didn't communicate to them. They didn't know what they are doing until they spoke with them, until they met them on the road by chance. But here, even if people that you grew up with are not with you, you can see what they're doing online. So there's that tendency to
you can see them getting married. You can see them having kids.
You can,
and nowadays, the way social media is programmed now, is programmed to announce any achievement we have.
Any achievement, bro.
It's crazy, bro. Like every achievement somebody has, and I think it's just engineered to get acceptance from other people. And actually, we have to be conscious of the fact that people who are not there where you are right now will feel a certain type of way.
Feel a type of way, but
you understand. But that's how life. That's how life as we know it now is.
Now, exactly. You even have, bro. You even have parents now, older ones. Any small thing like this, if you saw your Facebook, same what is announced, we can come. Same what is a birthday menu, it's my birthday. Let me put a picture on this thing. Like, they see that that's what's happening now. They also do not want to get carried away. They don't want
it's
to
not
get
what it's not what they see happening, it's the joy they derive from it now. They also derive a kind of joy from
you
announcing
understand?
To the world that
from announcing this is it. So they can also enjoy from it. So now, imagine if their own formative years they have this now. Do you think they'll be able to have they wouldn't have, because look at how much they are running to they also want to announce, they also want to be part of the whole trend. So to answer the question, we're just more aware, not like we're so we're more aware, and in a way it's good because of our parents and earlier generations not being privy or not being exposed to certain forms of information that we are exposed to. They dealt with how they dealt with certain things in a way that they didn't resolve issues, more like suppressed issues. And in suppressing issues, what they did was they indirectly or subconsciously transferred it to us. You understand? And we that were now aware, the awareness would prevent us from transferring it to our own future generation, our own unborn kids. You understand? So it's not a case of being soft, it's just a case of being more aware, and what that
and
does
more
for
outspoken.
The future is I'm more outspoken. Thank you very much. We're not going to say we're dealing, but we're not going to keep quiet about what we're dealing with, how we're feeling. You understand? We're not the generation that if we're feeling a type of way, we'll keep short and say, well, let's just move. We are outspoken. We talk about things. We have social media. We can voice out our opinions, our mind, our feelings. So that helps us.
Sorry, so you won't cut you short. Yeah. Do you know that many things I want to, sorry, I have to go back to the Bible again. Do you know that, like you said, we didn't have, and there were no, back in the day, there were no names to like quantify, classify a lot of feelings people are going through, mental health issues like anxiety, depression. I mean, we have a Bible, we have Bible chapters that are written on lamentations of a certain man. We have certain chapters of that are written about Psalms, where it starts with,
David
David crying, and he's saying, oh God, save me, save, and this is a book. So, possible, these are anxiety, these are like, but there was no name. Bible even talks about the ashes of nothing. So people were actually going through that whole anxiety, that whole fear, that whole having a low self-esteem, insecurity, and this, but there was no name to like, okay, say, so this is what it is. You know, sometimes when you give a name, something gives it life. You understand? So it looks as if we now have more of this thing, but this thing actually be, on the other hand, move from one circle to the other. I like what you said about having not to pass it down to generation. I feel like it's our responsibility as every, if you are listening to this podcast, whatever you're going through as a person, as a, your own, let it die with you. Let it
That's
die with
simple.
You. Don't allow any of your offsprings to, by the grace of God, not get any of those issues. Like,
inherit,
So I feel like that's very important thing, as we said, concerning that too.
So it's a case of, if not stopped, we're all going to continue the cycle of inheriting people's traumas. That's just it. And that's where, you know, that's a good part of it now. So even though, you know, everything in every good thing in life would always at some point be abused. But there are people that abuse, you know, the mental health. Yes, there are people that abuse, there are people that overdo it, but the percentage is a case of the amount of people that are really genuine about how they're feeling, about how they're down mentally. So, yes.
So, like, just by genuine about how they're feeling, do you know that recently I realized that, for example, growing up as a boy, as a man, like crying is looked up as is like a feminine trait. But
Yeah.
you realize that in my past few years, I've witnessed a lot of tears by men, more tears by men, self, than women. I
Why
feel
do you
like
think
right
so?
now, I feel like society, thank you, that's a very fantastic question. You, I
Yes.
deserve, what do you like to eat, self? All right. Ice cream. You don't like ice cream. You know, you don't really a food person actually, so
Pizza. I'm a food person, you do wine. Give me pizza, please. Well,
maybe
go on,
a dark skinned lady, maybe.
go on. Ooh, no
So let me
way.
not forget my point. Oh, hey, God.
Yeah.
So,
Yes.
like, I feel like
Why is that the
why
case?
society has made it acceptable now to cry as a man.
Exactly.
It's no more frowned upon like a man shed tears. You understand? Back in the days, Michael Jordan got an award and he shed tears so bad. Mike, if you know Michael Jordan, who Michael Jordan is at his prime, Michael Jordan was the alpha athlete. The dog himself. But in his old age, I think he maybe has seen that some of those his alpha were toxic traits that may have dampened some relationship that he should have had, even with down to his children. You understand? And it's in his 60s now, 50s, he's realized that. So I realized that a lot of these things are happening. Like, I see a lot of men now crying more on social media. Like, when they're talking about stuff and you see tears flowing in their eyes. Like, I'm an emotional guy. I could watch a movie and I cry. Three Idiots, those movies, I cry. Ganjini,
Really?
those Indian movies. I'm very emotional when I watch movies. So, like,
Wow.
and I
Okay.
don't watch,
Only,
I don't
sorry.
watch movies.
Only.
So, why you?
Wanted to ask,
I'm
sir,
being
is
vulnerable
this
now. My guy is laughing at me. These are the issues that we're talking about. I'm being vulnerable on the podcast,
it?
and IRS is laughing at me. Back to my story. So, I've realized, okay, for example, now, it's Chelsea's captain, ex-captain, David Azpilicueta, just resigned, and he was speaking about his 10 years in
Time.
Chelsea, and he still burst into tears. He couldn't hold it, and it was they posted the video. It was acceptable. Like, it shows that like being vulnerable to your emotions now is normal. Before, men don't cry. Yes, but now people are now more as like more open to me. Like this morning, there's a story where Paul was telling his officials. It was about leaving the officials, and he told them that remember how we did this with tears. I've been telling you with shouting and with tears. So like I feel like one of the like things that I've noticed that have happened in recent times is that men are now open to cry. Like you can actually shed tears and cry. Crying is no more like frowned upon, like a feminine virtue. Like it's more now like a normal human emotion. You understand? It's no more like a segregated to only females to cry. Men can also cry too. Do you understand? And we should be comfortable too as well when men cry. Do you get?
I totally agree with that. So that just shows, for that does buttress my points of how we are now more aware, like who born our parents or our dads or our granddads, then do they cry anyhow? Like it's a, it wasn't as if they didn't cry, but to be seen crying is to be is to be is to be on fresh, is to be on manly. You know what I'm saying? So that just shows how much we progressed, right? In the society, and concerning how these issues are faced and how these issues are accepted and how it is okay to be vulnerable. So the future, to be honest, is bright, right? Which is why, talking about the whole stillness conversation is a case of, for us to get to that point of stillness now, I feel like the idea of being vulnerable, the idea of being more open to spending time with yourself. So if you are here listening to this and you're sort of like me, sort of like me, having dealt with this whole feeling, you might not know what it is, but I know what it is in terms of, the fear of spending time with yourself because of what you might see or what you might hear or what you might experience on that other side. Because sometimes a lot of us have darkness. There's some form of, not darkness like evil spirit or whatever, but there's just darkness, not knowing what to do or not knowing where you are in
Identity.
life or something. Exactly. So, and it's scary. So what do you do if you spend 5 minutes of reflection you begin to feel sad, you just quickly carry your phone and just go on social media, watch some comedy, Lai Wasabi, it is my guy, by the way, proper guy, comedic genius. You know, just laugh it out and everything and all of that. But
short
this
term.
Episode, yeah, this exactly, this exactly, this episode is not us trying to say we're kings of stillness. We're also trying to get it. And as you hear from both of us, we're also not there yet. But it's just to remind our peers, remind our friends, remind our listeners that we have a problem of stillness in this time and age. And the earlier we deal with it, the earlier we begin to unpack certain things that make us find it hard to be still. Certain things like, you know, the traumas, the, you know, the mental issues, you know, the earlier we begin to do that, the more or the faster it will be for us to embrace stillness, because it is in that stillness, it is in that form of rest that you can actually experience that. I made certain decisions recently, which, you know, AI is privy to. And decisions have sort of forcefully put me in a state of rest now that I have time for myself. Like, I don't have, like, I can't complain of being too busy because I'm a bit less busy now. And in a way, I've been basking in the enjoyment, in the, oh, wow, what, like, this is what it means. So I actually have time for myself. Finally, there's that part of me that I still have to fight that, no, don't get to that place where you're not beginning to worry or beginning to see, oh my God, what does the future hold? Oh my God, you know, have I gotten to where I want to get to? And all of that, birthdays in 2 months, you know, before anything, I want to sleep. What have I achieved? You know, have I been able to do what I wanted to do at this age and all of that? So it's just a wake-up call to you, the listener, that in case you're like also you're like me, let us begin to deal with this issue. Let us begin to unpack. Let us begin to, you know, let us begin the process of mastering stillness so that we can experience what we need to experience.
Fantastic, all right. That was a very wonderful monologue by you, man. By the way, let me just put it out there. If you guys wonder why Iret is very calm, very soothing, Iret is actually practically lying down on the couch like a psychiatrist and a client. He's actually lying down. So he's like calm. Yeah, so that's why Iret is calm. So, but just to like round up what we are doing, some people will ask us, okay, how do I find stillness? I'm going to come to you, Iret. So how do you find stillness? But psychcentral.com says that you can find, there's six practical ways where you can actually find stillness. Number one is to take slow breaths. Just where you are right now, just take a slow breath, breathe in and breathe out. Yeah, actually, it's calming. I don't know how, but it's very, when you're taking deep breaths, it's very calming. Practice where you need it. Like, you have to practice stillness, yeah? You have to like schedule, like, okay, I just want to be have inner peace. I don't want noise. I just want to be quiet. Let them just have inner peace. Yeah. Just have to practice it too. Number three, you have to schedule stillness. Have a time where you say, okay, by this time to this time, I don't want any talking, no phones, no laptop, no TV. I just want to be on my own, quiet. You understand? So that's why you saw a lot of people always be like, meditate. They go to the mountain. They go on hiking, just alone with nature. And just not because they want to be in nature, but they just have that peace in us. Because everybody open up and tell what they're going through, my brother, people like, I even envy self. You self will fear. You understand? So you have to schedule stillness. It's also very, very important. Find a favorite sport. It says number four, it says you find a favorite sport. Maybe like you can have stillness anywhere, or it can help you when you have like a favorite sport where you can actually like go and just like I was talking about having inside boss. How can you have seen inside boss, my brother? When they're saying, come with your change, or guy, we are the back, and
well,
you
sort change
So how can you find, we have to find a favorite sport, like it could be in your room, it could be like a particular place in your one place in the That's why I don't know, some parks, you understand, you can just find stillness in some areas, yeah. So those are like four, I think that was number four way of finding stillness. Number five is listen to soft music, listen to worship music, listen to soft music. I recommend, who do you recommend I write soft music? I don't want
like
to give them.
To mind. Yeah, you don't want to give them, yeah, but.
I don't want to give them, I don't want to say, hey, bro, hey, I listen to this guy's song.
Yeah, no, I
but
think
I,
for me,
I think a lot of people
worship does
jazz.
It.
Worship
Yeah,
does a lot.
that's
Worship
yeah,
actually does a
instrument
good thing.
does a lot.
It's
Does
very
a
good.
lot,
Music is very powerful though, so you can actually get
bro.
students from listening to music. Classical music, yeah, those
Yeah, those
chords,
instrumentals playing
yeah,
and everything,
they
yeah.
really help a lot. That's why in most times in surgical rooms they play music, not because of just for the stillness of the doctor and also for the patient too. You hear some music that is playing in theater sometimes.
Yeah, for the mind.
So, and also repeat calming phrases like you can say, I am calm, I am still, I can create stillness. Or you can see Jesus, everything will be fine. I got Jesus. Wow, all right. You can see, all right. You understand? So those are like from Sac Central. So for I write, is there any other one that you mentioned that you feel like could help people find stillness? Or which one is more like you feel like it's more important?
Yeah, I think just like what you said, just first and foremost, being deliberate that this I think it's being deliberate and being disciplined about your time. You know, there's time management that is tied to being still because many things are battling for our time these days, and unfortunately, time cannot be bought back. So I think being deliberate and being disciplined about your time would also help in terms of achieving stillness. Taking walks as well, so taking walks, maybe in your estate or in your area or something. I'm privileged to live in a calm environment here, so
Bro,
you
I
know,
like the fact that you said I'm privileged to
privileged.
live in a. It's a privilege, my
Calm.
brother. You don't
I
know.
know. I know. I
Having a
know.
place where there is like you can walk on the street without being assaulted. You don't have to look from left or right. You can come around like 10 a.m. and walk, 10 p.m. and walk
I
around. It's
walk.
actually a privilege,
Yeah.
yeah. So a lot of
So,
things we don't count
so.
for privilege, but they actually are privileges, yeah.
They are. I mean, I'm well aware of it too. So, just doing that. For me, to one of the ways I think one of the ways I practice, you know, it's ironic too for me, but one of the ways I practice stillness too is sometimes to play chess, just calm myself down. That gets my mind working though, but in a way too, it just takes me away from any form of unnecessary business because that is also a
But
productive way.
I feel like with chess, you can't play chess with a very busy mind. Your mind has to be calm when you're playing chess.
Exactly, it has to be calm because you have to focus. You need to focus. That's the thing. It's a focus game, so that's why it helps too. It trains your focus too.
You don't really see
So.
chess players that are very, they're very tactical. They're very, don't just talk
Yeah,
anyhow. They're really very calm
looking
and
out,
chill.
calm and the strategize and everything. See, I think those are the ones that come to mind. Obviously, praying as well too
That's
helps
key. Prayer is a
stillness.
key,
Yeah,
master key.
praying. Yeah,
Very
that's
important to
the
pray.
one.
You don't have to pray with loud noises, or you just pray soft prayers and can calm you down.
Yeah,
So,
I've always been a fan of soft prayers. I don't. You cannot talk about
oh
that
my God. Oh, well, we don't discriminate on anybody's prayer. Me, I pray loud. I pray.
at
I
all.
anyhow, man. It depends on the battle I'm
Yeah,
fighting, man. I'm
based
good
on
some battles.
true. No, no,
Pray
true, true,
everywhere,
true,
yeah.
true, true,
So,
true, true, true,
anyways,
true.
we've come to another end of the podcast. Don't worry. I promise we won't leave you guys again.
Amen. God help
You
us,
see
man.
that? You see that the podcast has actually changed the way we speak and the topic. We are
Yeah.
also growing. Like we are also going through life. We don't have it all figured out yet. We're also like
True.
going through like life, but from what we have, we'll give to you guys. Thanks
Thanks.
for supporting the podcast. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for being there for those of us that have been there for like 4 years, 5 years, going to 5 years now. Thanks for, yeah. Thanks for being there. Thanks for supporting us. And we hope whatever issues you have, I'm not saying that your problem is too small. There's a prayer by T.S. Solari, which all the Mayflower students always say, "May your road be rough." You understand? Because if from that rough road is where greatness actually comes from. All right. So I wish you, I don't wish you, he says in his letter, "I don't wish you a life without problems. I wish you more problems because I know that you are capable of solving those problems along the way
Problems.
and it makes you become a better person." So thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you. Ayo, you plug your, you're supposed to plug your, you're MC now. You do MC. I can't be advertising for you now. This is your
You
podcast.
can't be
Talk
advertised.
about it.
I just added one skill set to my So my portfolio, I'll call it now.
Ever
Yeah,
expanding
so
portfolio.
if I expand it, you know, we keep evolving, we keep going, we keep realizing more things. So in case you're out there and you have events and you're wondering who you'd like to host the events, I mean, you listen to me hosts or co-hosts this podcast. I think for you to be here, you get why. So you know, as well introduce me to your audience and stuff. So yeah, so basically I'm into event hosting, workshops, seminars, webinars, you know, corporate events, official events, social events, and all sorts. So yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much. And thank you for listening. You can always reach us on our social media handles. It's Yan Spinner on Instagram. My name is Yari Madi on Instagram as well. So you can send us letters, send us fan mail, just drop a DM, or you can just write us. We don't mind. Just so we can read on the podcast. We can also react. You can ask us questions too as well. We've seen this in life, so we know some things. We sound like we don't know, but we know some things. Ari Wright is a very knowledgeable guy. You understand? So thanks for listening and God bless you.
And that's the end of another episode of the Make We Converse podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it, we hope you've loved it, and we hope you've been able to relate to it. Just before you go, please don't forget to share and follow the podcast everywhere at Make We Converse. You can also find Iyari online at Iyari_Imade and Ayo at The Yarn Spinner, that is T-H-E-Y-A-R-N-S-P-I-N-N-A. Until next time, Igobi.